You're holding Daf Tes. Again, the last Shiloh was, according to Rebbe, that he dashins the Pturim of Yibum, of Tzara Erva, from another Pasit, Velocha, the Yivmum, what does he do with the word Oleha? There's an extra word Oleha in the Pasha of not to marry your wife's system. The Pasit says Oleha, an extra word. What does Rebbe do with it? That was our question. So Gemara says he needs it for a Brice of Karbonis. The last line on the Chesman Beis was, Likiratanya. Ein chayovin bezdin elo adovash es doine chorus v'shirgosay chatis. If bezdin paskin talocha and they made a mistake and b'shogig they did the avera, so you have to bring a korban. So the korban is only if the avera was something that if you did the avera bezodin b'meisid you get a chiv chorus. V'shirgosay if you do the avera now b'shogig, well you have a chiv chatis. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same halach applies by a kohen ha-mashiach, means a kohen gadol. If he does an avera, the same thing, he's chayav the korban, the parshin by Midbar talks about korbanos, is only if the avera was such an avera, if he did it b'mezid, he's chayav korus, and if he does the avera b'shoigig, he's chayav a korban chatis. The same thing, v'loi v'avoydus kechovim. That is the halach of a Jew worships avoydus zora. That we say, if he does it b'shoigig, he has to bring korban chatis. It's only Yaldova Shechayov and Mazdoine Chorus. Only the Avoida, that if you do the Avoida, B'mezid, Yechayev Chorus. Then we say, B'shechgos Lechatis. If you do it B'shegeg, Yechayev Chatis. Like Rashi says, V'loi the Avoida Skechovim, Ein Chayov and Tzibur. If the whole Tzibur does the Avera of Avoida Zorom, Lovi Par Lo'ilo V'soy Lechatis. That's what Torah says. They have to bring a par for Korban Eilo and a soy for Chatis. El Aldova Shechayov and Mazdoine Chorus. If you shechted, you made a shechita on the animal, the kitter, or else you burn it, or else v'nisach, you pour the wine in front of the avodah zarah, or else v'shtachavoh, you bow down in front of the avodah zarah. Because these averes are chayiv koris if you do it l'shem avodah zarah. Avo mechabek, if you stam go and hug the avodah zarah, or menashrik, and you go and kiss the avodah zarah, loy. Even though it's a lav, but it's not a lav sheis bekoros. You're not chayev koros if you go and kiss or hug the avodah zarah, because that's not the derech avodah. That's not the way they worship the avodah zarah. V'ach drusha mi'aleh nafchan forash riyosel. What's negayin to us is how do we know this yisoid that if you do an avera of avodah zarah, you only chayev a korban chatis if it's such an avera that if you do it b'mezid the chayev koros. How do we know it from? From the Pasuk Oleho, like we'll soon see. That's what Rebbe does with the word Oleho, that it says by Achois Ishtoi, by your wife's sister. Utanan, now we'll explain. We learned like this, Utanan. The Mishnah Harius. Utanan Nami. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah. Shechayovim nazdoni korus. It means a mitzvah, means a lav. Any ister, the Torah. That if you do the Avera, yechayiv korus. V'ashavgos vechatis. Remember, if you do the Avera b'shoigeg, yechayiv vechatis. Now, Yochid, if a Yochid does this Avera, maybe kiss Vaisira. A lamb, he brings a lamb for his korban. A Sira or a she-goat, he brings. Nosi, let's say the Nosi Amol is the president, or the Melech. Nosi means the highest position in Klal Yisrael, the Melech, it could be a Stama Nosi, is maybe Sawyer. He has to bring a Sawyer, is a he-goat he has to bring. Mashiach, what about the Kohen Gadol that has Mashiach that's anointed, the Kohen Gadol? Who adinu bezdin, or if bezdin does the avera b'shoigeg, is maybe par. They have to bring a par, an ox, they have to bring for their chet. So it depends who did these averas b'shoigeg. If a yochid does it, there's one korban. If a nosi, a different korban. If a kohen mashiach does it, a kohen gadol, another korban. Uvavoydus kechovim, what about if you do an avera of avoydus kechovim, again, an avoida that yechayit chorus, if you did a b'mezid, now that you did a b'shegeg, we say yechayiv a korban chatis. What is the korban chatis? Yochid nosi yom mashiach. Whether it's a private yid that did it, whether it's the melech that did the avera b'shegeg worship the avodah zarah, or whether it's a mashiach the kohen gadol that worship the avodah zarah b'shegeg. In the locha nevi and sira, they bring a she goat. That's the korban to bring a she goat for the chatis. No, not that, because it's a custom. The Torah just said that's what the psukim say. That's their korban to bring. Because they can't bring another, can't bring a par. Their korban is to bring is a sira, is a she-goat. What about tzibur? What about the roiv klai yisro, the whole tzibur, worships avodah zarah b'shoigig? like in a case where Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to do it, and they made a mistake, and really it was awesome. So if you do it b'shegeg, if Rova the Tzibur worship the Avodah Zarah, then the Loch... It could happen that they Paskin, nice, they made a mistake. They said, this Tzelem, this idol is not an Avodah Zarah. They thought, like a Mali by Nebuchadnezzar was brought down, that the king makes it for his own purpose just to beautify himself, it's not an Avodah Zarah. So Bezdin made a mistake at Paskinais on a real Avodah Zarah, that it's mutter to do it. A good year in the Chlam, usually doesn't happen. But Lo Yisui it happened though. So a case is that the whole Tzibur did it b'shegeg, then the locher is Nevi'in Par, they have to bring a carbon, a par, v'soyer. These are two carbonists to bring, a he-goat and a par, an ox. Par l'yoyla, the par is brought for carbon oil, the psukim say, v'soyer l'chatis. And the he-goat, that's brought for carbon chatis. That's the klolim. Now, for the Gemara min nohan emili, how do we notice the Yisoid? That the only Avera, that if you do it b'shegeg, you have to bring a carbon chatis, if it was done b'mezid that Avera, it's chayav koris. But a lav that just has a lav, not a chayav koris, there's no chayav chatis. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, we look at a brayis like this. The pasuk says, v'noido ha-chatis ha-shechoto lehem, that he realizes that he did an Avera, and he has to bring a carbon. Is Rebbe Yoimer nemakan oleo? Says the Pasuk, Ashechot Oleho. He did an Avera. What type of an Avera? The Pasuk says Oleho. What does Oleho mean? V'nem alahalon Oleho. There's an extra word Oleho by Achois Ishtoi. The Pasuk says, don't take your sister's wife, your wife's sister. The Me'isha Achoisa, and it says the word, an extra word Oleho. So it says Oleho over there, Malahalin, Dover Shechayov Mazdoine Kurs. Just like if you marry your wife's sister, there's a Chiyav Kurs involved. Is the al shergosoi chatis, and in such a case, if you do it b'shegig, you chayav a korban chatis. Is afkan here also in Vayikra, when the pasuk talks about the chiyav korbanis, what type of an avera do you have to bring korban chatis? Al zdoine koris v'al shergosoi chatis. Only if you do that avera b'mezid, there would be a chayav koris, a chiyav misa. Then we say if you do it b'shegig, you have a chiyav chatis. So that's how we know that the averus, that a chiyav chatis, it has to be an Avera that b'mezid, there's a Chiyav Koris. You learn out an extra word, Oleho, that it says by your wife's sister.
I mean, there are certain things that, which are not Chiyav Koris, if it's done b'mezid, so it would be the same type of...
No, you wouldn't have Chiyav Korban altogether, there's no Chiyav Korban then. And such Avera you do b'shegig, you're not Chiyav Korban. You only Chiyav Korban, Avera you do b'shegig, if it was done b'mezid, there'd be a Chiyav Koris. Now, Ashkechon Tzibur, Mashiach Minolan. This is a pasuk v'noido achat is talking about if a Tzibur does the Avera. So when a Tzibur, the Rov Klai Yisrael does an Avera, that we say the Chayav Achatis, then I understand the pasuk Oleho only if it's an Avera that has a Chiyav Koros to it. But Mashiach Minolan, how do we know if a private Kohen Gadol does an Avera that's Tam Alav? How do we know there's no Chiyav Achatis, again only by a Lav that has a Koros? The Siv, it says the Mashiach, it says by Kohen Gadol, li'ashmasom, that he has the same type of an Avera like the Yam. In other words, just like the Yam, the Tzibur, only has a Chiyav Korban when the Avera is an Avera of B'mezid Koris. The same thing, the Kohen Gadol only has a Chiyav Korban if B'mezid would have been a Chiyav Koris. Good, Hare Mashiach Ketzibur. Here we know that a Kohen Gadol has the same Malach like a Tzibur. Yochid v'nosi, how do we know if a regular private Yisrael does an Avera? How do we know when he has to bring a Chiyav Chatis, b'shoigig? How do we know a Nasi, if the Melech does the Avera b'shoigig, which chet does he have to bring a Korban on? Asiya mitzvahs mitzvahs. Also not the word mitzvahs mitzvahs, says here mitzvahs, it says there mitzvahs. But just like by the Tzibur, mitzvahs means an Avera that has the Chiyav Chatis to it. The same thing by Yochid and a Nasi, it's only a mitzvah and Avera that has a Chiyav Koros to it. Good. Then the Brisa said, V'aloi b'avodas kechovim. Who are them when you worship Avodah Zorah, when you have a Chiyav Chatis? Elo ha'adova shechayov mazoni koros. Only if you did the type of an Avodah Zorah, that if you did it b'mezid the Chiyav Koros. Like we said, a real Avodah. Shechting the animal, burning the animal, the nisuch, v'shtachavo. Then the law is you have to bring korban chatis. So this is the pasuk by Yochid. How do we know with tzibur now? Oh no, stam. That's what the brayser says. Avodas kechovim has the same halacha. Now how do we know this? How do we know avodas kechovim has the same halacha? So tzibur be avodas kechovim yalaf miyene miyene. Just like the regular tziva before that does other averis, it's only an avera that has the chiyuv korus to it. The same thing by the avodah zara, it also says a lashon of me'enei. She learned how to exera shava me'enei me'enei. It says me'enei before when the tziva does an avera, and it says here by avodah zara with the word me'enei. So here also by avodah zara, if the tziva does the avera of avodah zara, the chiyuv chatas is only if it's such an avera that b'meis with the chiyuv korus. Yochid nasi Mashiach, how do we know by the chet of an avodah zarah if a private person worships avodah zarah b'shoigig, or a nasi a melech, or a Mashiach, the kohen gadol? How do we know also only in the type of an avodah that the mezid would have been cursed? From the pasuk, mi v'im nefesh achas, echad yochid v'yechad nasi v'yechad Mashiach b'mashma. Says Lashem, v'im nefesh mashma, if any person does a chet of avodah zarah. This is in Bamidbar Tezvov. That's talking about the parasha of worshipping Avodah Zorah. So it says, a cloud like Mivim Nefesh Achas. If any one person does the Avera, now we say, Vav Moisav Alinyan Rishon. It says Mivim. It's an extra Vav. It should have just said Me'im. What does it say Mivim? What's the Vav doing there? So Vav is Moisav Alinyan Rishon. Vav is like saying something extra here to the first parasha. Ve'yil Maitachta Menelion. We'll learn out what it says here, the second parasha, Mivim Nefesh, from the top parasha that talks about a tzibur. So just like by a tzibur, we learned out Me'eni Me'enai, it's only in a chet that has a chiyuv korus to it. The same thing by Yechidim, either whether he's a melech, or a regular private person, or a kohen gadol, they're only chayiv achatis. If they do the avodah zarah b'shegeg, in the case that the mezid, it would have been b'korus. That's how we know these klolim. Rashi's v'yim nefesh v'maisav alin rishon v'yim adalim etachtoin sibam yechidim. Vayta for Rabbanan. So this is how Rabbi learns these psukim. So it's good, Rabbi, that the kasha was, we have a word oleho by your wife's sister extra that before we used it for erva to say there's no mitzvah yibum. Rabbi knows that halacha of yibum from another pasuk. So Rabbi used an extra word oleho. The teachers by kavanas that which avera are yechai v'korban chatis. Only such an avera that the mezid yechayev kurs, like oleha, like your wife's sister. For the Gemara now, Rabbonin, hay svarim minolu, how does the Rabbonin know this svara? That these chiyuv chatis, for which avera, do you have to bring a korban chatis if you did a b'shegig? Only an avera, if you do it the mezid, yechayev kurs. How do we know this? For Rabbonin, hay svarim minolu. So the Gemara naskulhu, we learn it out from midemikrilei Rabbi Yeshua Labrei. The way of Yeshua taught to his son. The pasuk says, Torah achas yilachem, l'yoyse b'shgoga, v'hanefesh ashatase b'yad roma. This is by the pashas of Avodah Zorah, again in Bamidbar Tezvov, that talks about if you worship Avodah Zorah, it says a lashon, Torah achas yilachem. There should be one Torah for you, Torah achas yilachem, l'yoyse b'shgoga, that if you do the Avodah Zorah b'shoigeg, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban chatas. And then the pasuk says, "V'han nefesh asher tase biyad roma." That if somebody does an avodah zarah biyad roma, means the mezid. The pasuk says, "V'nichrusa yechayet korus." So melo hukshu kol aterukula leavodas bichovim. We make a hekish. It says, "Torah achas." All the halachas of kabonis you learn out from avodah zarah. Ma avodas bichovim. Dove shechayov mazone korus. Just like this parasha of kabonis by avodah zarah. The next pasuk says clearly, "V'han nefesh ashatasa biyad roma." If somebody does an avera b'mezid, the Torah says yichayev korus. So we're talking about averis that have a chiyev korus to it. Is shchem azone korus v'ashagos achatis? Is af kol dover? Who did any other avera? Shechayov mazdone korus. That if you do that avera b'korus b'mezid yichayev korus. Like if you eat chalif or eat dam b'mezid yichayev korus. So, you have to bring a korban chatis. So, that's how the Rabbanan learn out that a korban chatis is only on an avera that the mezid has a chiyuv korus. So, Gemara says, Gur ashkechon yochid. So far, we know v'ha nefesh, mashma yochid, of a private person, does a chet, he's only chayiv chatis on a chet that has a korus to it. So, ashkechon yochid v'nosi Mashiach. No, it's good, all of them. Because it says v'ha nefesh, mashma any private person. Whether you're a regular person, whether you're a melech, or whether you're a kohen gadol, bein b'avodas kechovim, bein b'shar mitzvahs, because it says clear b'avodas kechovim, v'yanefesh b'yad roma, that says v'chayiv korus, and it says Torah Achas, we learn out all other mitzvahs, all other chiyuv korban from Avodah Zarah. So we know by Yechidim, any private person, or any melech, or any kohen gadol, that the Avera is only an Avera that has a koris, then Yechayiv a korban. But what about Sidba of Avodas Kechavim Minayim? So far the Pasuk just said V'hanefesh, a private person, a yochid. How do we know that Tzibur, when you have roved Tzibur by Klai Yisrael worshipping Avodah Zarah, to do it b'shoigig, minayin, how do we know that they're only chayiv a korban, if it's a type of an avod like before, that they shecht or they burn l'shem Avodah Zarah, that you chayiv koris? Or makro, the Pasuk says again, v'im nefesh, the extra vav, v'yilmot el yomitachtam, we learn out Tzibur from a yochid. Here it says, v'hanefesh, a yochid, is only chayiv a chatis, on an avera that has a chiyuv koris to it, who are then the tzibur, the yomud el yomitachton, that when the tzibur does the avera of avodah zarah, it's only a real avodah zarah that you chayiv koris b'mezid, then if you do it b'shegeg, you chayiv a korban. So that's good, the avodah zarah. For the gemara el tzibur, b'sham mitzvahs minolan, how do we know that if a tzibur does any other avera, when are they chayiv a korban? Let's say the whole tzibur eats chaylev. For some reason, Bezdin paskin that this part of the animal is not called chaylev. They paskin the first rib, the fat there is not called chaylev. So everybody went to eat it. And later we found out they made a mistake. The first rib is still called chaylev on it. So the whole tzibur ate the chaylev. How do we know that the tzibur is only chayiv chatis if the avera b'mezid would have been koris? Is yalef me'ene me'ene, osmena me'ene me'ene. It says Meina before, it says Meina over here by Tzibur, that it's only on a Chiyav chorus. So Meila, the Rabban lost from Apsukim for all these Yisraelis. For the Gemara, the Rebbe, Hai Torah Achas Mayavadlei, has Rebbe, how does he know these Yisraelis we had before from the Pesach Leho? That's how he learns the Chatat is only by a Chiyav chorus. The Chur, why doesn't Rebbe learn that the Chomz Rosha from Torah Achas? The Torah Achas should teach us, learn out all Korbonos from Avodah Zarah. So why does Rebbe need the Pasuk Leho? Why doesn't learn out from this Pasuk of Torah Achas? The Torah is teaching us all mitzvahs learn out from Avodah Zarah. Just like by Avodah Zarah, it's only on a Chiyuv Koris. All over you only Chayiv Achatis on a Chiyuv Koris. So Gemara says, no, Rebbe does not learn out from that. Why? Mi boyle l'kratanya. Rebbe needs this Pasuk of the Torah Achas, this one halacha, for a different drasha. We learned like this l'kratanya. The Torah makes a difference between Yechidim l'merubin, whether you have one Yochid that worships Avodah Zarah, or whether you have a whole ear. If you have a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah together, that's called an ear hanidachas. If you have a whole city, that robe of the city worships Avodah Zarah, there's a new halacha called ear hanidachas. So what's the difference? Yechidim v'skila. If a private person, one, two, three, a few people worship Avodah Zarah, Bezdin gives them skila. That's the b'nei that they get skila. They get stoned. Lefikach m'moinam polat. The halacha is that the money is saved. That means whoever yarshens them, the money is mutter, they get killed, but the money is mutter bano, the sons take over the money, they're allowed to use the money. Merubim, let's say you have a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah, then it's a new pasha called Ir Hanidachas. That Besayif, those city has to be burnt down, and Besayif, you have to kill the people Besayif with a sword. Lefikach memoinim avad. The halacha there is that we have to burn the whole city, and all the money has to be destroyed. So all the money is called Osav Hano. Any money from Ir Hanidachas is Osav Hano. So Kitsa, there are different halachas, whether a Yochid does the Avera of Avodah Zarah, or whether a Tziba does the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Yochel, I would have thought, Nechlok b'kavan asayim, just like I see if you do it b'mezid, the Torah gives different punishments. So maybe if they do the Avera b'shegeg, they have different kabbonis also. Maybe for some reason, Avodah Zarah, Tzibur, and Yochid has different type of kabbonis. Talmud Leimer, therefore, the Pasuk tells us, no, you should know, Torah achas yilachem. There's one halach of Avodah Zarah, whether it's Merubim that does it, whether it's the Yochid that does it, is the same type of an Avodah, same type of a korban. The same power you bring for Avodah Zarah. The same type of a korban. That's what we have, not a power, but that's what we had before, that a tzibur, the Avodah Zarah brings a power, a tzibur means, if Rav of the whole Klai Yisrael does the Avodah Zarah, that's called a tzibur. But if you only have one whole city worshipping Avodah Zarah, they're only considered like Yechidim, Nogeya to Kabonis. even though there's a new halacha, that city is called near Anidachas, that you have to burn the city and the people get sayef, that they do it b'mezid. But if they do the avera b'shoigig, even though it's the whole city, it's still called k'yechidim. When does the carbon change? A tzibur means roiv of the whole Klal Yisrael. But just one city still has the halacha of a shoigig, of a yochid, and the carbon is like a regular yochid brings it. Now we're saying, how do we know this? Maybe just like the Einish b'mezid is different, who are then b'shoigig also is different? On this Talmud, the apostle says, "Lo terachas yilachem." There's one chiyuv korban, whether it's a whole city worshiping avodah zarah, whether it's a yochid, it's the same type of a korban. Something else. Yeah. Zemara terachas yilachem. If not for this pasuk terachas, have a mean I would have thought nechlat that there's some difference. There's a difference whether a yochid does it or whether a whole city does it. Even though a city is not a tzibur, but still I would have thought maybe it's different. So for the Gemara, my Lysi, what would I think that this city is different? What type of a korban would this city bring? What was the Havamina? That if a city worships Avodah Zarah, b'shoigeg, there's a new type of a korban. What's the Havamina? Lysi par, if you want to say they should bring the ox, for the Gemara, tzibur, b'shar mitzvah Lysi. No, you know, brings a par, or tzibur by other mitzvahs brings a par, but not by avodah zarah. So pshita, they would not have to bring an avodah zarah. They would not have to bring the par. The locha by regular yochid that does not avodah zarah, the korban is a sawyer. He has to bring a he goat. He has to bring. Now the shala, what would I have thought that if a city does it? I would have thought they have to bring a par. The Gemara says no. That's a tzibur by shar mitzvahs. They bring a par. So the Chura, Avodah Zarah has a different carbon. So the Gemara, Kisva, let's say they have to bring a Kisva limb. For the Gemara, no, Yochid b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. That's the carbon that a Yochid brings if he does other Averis. So that Mestavra, if a city doesn't Avodah Zarah, they're going to have the same carbon as the Yochid brings. Like the Chura, there should be some difference. Sawyer, if you want to say he-goat, I'll tell you, Nosi b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. No, a he-goat, that's the korban that a melech has to bring if he does any other type of an avera b'shoigig. Elamai, maybe par lo'ilo v'soyer l'chatis. Maybe you tell me he has to bring a par for a korban lo'ilo, and it brings a he-goat for a chatis. For the Gemara, no. Tzibur v'avodis kechovim u'demaisi. That's the korban that a tzibur brings. If a tzibur, the rave Klal Yisrael, worships avodah zarah, then they have to bring a par for a korban lo'ilo and a soyer for chatis. So now one city, even though you want to say maybe it's more than a yochid, but it's not a tzibur, so you can't give the same korban that a regular tzibur gets to this one city. For the more of the Elamai, what's left to say, like what would you think there should be a difference? Elamai Sira, maybe a she-goat. Maybe if one whole city worships Avodah Zarah b'shegig, the korban should be a she-goat. For the Gemara, yochid nami, haino kabonai. If a yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he could also bring a sira. That's the same carbon a yochid brings. So what's the difference? You want to say there should be some difference between a whole city and a yochid? Lemar itzruch. No, still I would need the pasuk. Because salkudat achaminah, I would have thought. Hoyil v'tziba b'hoyro maisi parli oylo v'soy l'chatis. A tziba b'hoyro, Rashi says that, haynu helam dover. Shohoyro bezdin shavonis kachovim ateris. V'yosu tzibra piyam. That's called par helam dover. That the Bezdin Paskenoish, the only as cow, but for some reason Bezdin made a mistake, and Paskenoish, you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. One type of a thing that they're doing, Bezdin made a mistake and thought that's mutter. So the whole tzibur went to worship that type of Avodah Zarah. And later they came out, they made a mistake. So the pasuk says what? That the chattis they have to bring, the korban is a par le'ilo, v'soyer l'chattis. So I would have thought, inu nami nesi yipcha. Maybe, if not the whole tzibur, but just one city worships Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, maybe they also have to bring two korbanos, but just the opposite. Maybe them, the sawyer, the he-goat, should be for the korban le'ilo, and the par should be for the chattis. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought that if one city does it, they have a different korban. Inami maybe tzorich, v'en l'takona. Maybe I would have thought they have to have some other korban, but we don't know what to do, so they'll be like, don't bring any korban at all. But maybe the whole city does it. They can't bring the same korban the yochid brings, kamash malon. That's the pasuk Torah Achaz teaches. No, as long as it's not roiv of Klal Yisrael, no matter how many you are, you're called Yechidim, and you all have the same halacha. You only have to bring a sayer. That's all. You just bring a sayer lechatis for the avera of Avodah Zarah. So, kids, so that's what we do with the pesukim of Aleha according to Rebbe. Now, a new Gemara. Omale Levi the Rebbe. Levi asked that to Rebbe. My ear with the Tani Tesvov, how come our first Mishnah says there are 15 different ladies, Ervis, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum, that if your brother was married to your daughter, and then your brother dies, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Listening to Zion, why does the Mishnah only say 15? He has a 16th one, should have said 16. That's what Levi was bothered by. Is Amalei, to Rebbe answered him back, Kim Dumali Shein Lamech Mekotkodei. Looks to me like you don't have any brains in your head. That's what looks to me. We'll soon see. Yeah, we'll soon see. That's what Rebbe answered back to Levi. In other words, he said like this, my daitcha, like Rebbe saying back to Levi, what did you think? Like, what's your question? That you want a 16th one to be there. What's the 16th one you think should be there? Imoi anusas ovith. In the case where it's your mother, but her question, if it's your mother, then how could your brother marry your mother? It's talking about that your mother was not married to your father. Anusas ovith. Your father had nus, your father lived with a lady, and she became pregnant, and you were born, so she's your mother. Now your father had another wife, and they had another son, so Maisa, you have another brother. You have another brother from the same father. Lamaisa, that lady, though, she's your mother, but I call upon him to your other brother, though, she's mutter, she's not your father's wife. So maybe that's the case of Yibum, that your brother married your mother. Now, and then your brother died, so the Mishnah should say that case, that if your mother falls to you for Yibum, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So that's what Levi asked. Why doesn't that say in the Mishnah? This Rebbe answered back, Imoi Anusa Soviv. This halacha, that it's your mother, that your father lived with a lady, is Plukta the Rebbe Yehuda of Rabbanani. So what do you want to say? That your father lived with a lady. So the question is, the other brother now is allowed to marry her. That's what you want to say. No, that's the machlokes of Yud and the Rabbanan, like we had before. Over Plukta Loikamari, that's Rebbe's teretz. Our mission does not talk about machlokesin. Like we had before, Rebbe Yehuda holds, now the Moran Dav Dalad we had, that he learns out, Loigala Knaf Oviv, that means Knaf Shara Oviv. That means any lady that lived with your father, she's also to you, even though she's not your mother. It's the case you have parents, and your father lived with another lady. That lady is also to the son to marry. That was of Yehuda's Russia. Yehuda Dashna, the pasuk says, La Yigala Knaf Oviv, you can't live with anybody that lived with your father, means not only your father's wife, that's Pshita also to you, even if she's not your mother, but even a lady that your father lived with and without Kedushin. Also, she's also to live with you. You're not allowed to marry her. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be a case in the Mishnah. Because if you have two brothers from the same father, so the other brother is not allowed to marry that lady. Because even though she's the other brother's mother, to the other brother she's not his mother. But I call upon him, since that lady lived with your father, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also for the brother to marry her. So that can't be a case in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah does not say anusas of it. True, according to the Rabbanin, they hold it's mutter. The Rabbanin say it's only us if you to marry your father's wife, after he gives her a get. But if your father's son lived with a lady, you're allowed to marry her. So according to the Rabbanin, that was Levi's kasha. According to the Rabbanin, the Mishnah stood and said a 16 case. Rebbe's answer is, that's a machlokes, over plukta like kumari, we're not talking about pluktas. Alright. Is that true or not that our Mishnah doesn't talk about cases that's a machlokes? For the Gemara, for Harei Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha, the Pligi Rebbe Kiva Rabbanin, there's a Mishnah later in the second Perek that talks about what about if your brother is married to an Issa Kedusha means, an Issa Mitzvah means that she's also mid Rabbanin. Means Shanias. There are certain ladies that the Rabbanin said you're not allowed to marry them. Issa Kedusha means like a Mamzeris or an Asina that's only Yosef Balav. What about if your brother married a wife that wife is only Yosef to you with a love? So it's a machlekes. The Mishnah lady says that you're supposed to make Chaletzes and not Yibum. But there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Rabbi Kiva Shita is no. Rabbi Kiva argues that the Kiva Shita always is that Chayve Lavin has the same malach like Chayve Krisis. According to Rabbi Kiva, Chayve Lavin, there's no Trisis Kedushin. So if your brother was married to Mamzeris, there's no Din Yibum to you, because since she's a Chayve Lavin to you, there's no Din Yibum. So it's Machloikis. In the next parak, it says cases that it's a Machloikis, Chachomim, and Rabbi Kiva. So Marian says, Bepirkin Karmrinan. Rabbi meant to say in the first parak here, it only says cases of the first Mishnah that are clear according to everybody. There's no machlekesin. But a case that's a machlekes, our first Mishnah does not want to talk about it. Fred Gemara, no. Vodei Shammai Matirin Esatzaris. Li Achin. Dei Shammai argues in our first Mishnah. Dei Shammai Shita is that if your brother has two wives, one of them is your daughter, and the other one is a stranger. When your brother dies and he has no children from either one of them, Beis Shammai holds you allowed to be miyavin the other wife. And Beis Shammai argues in the whole klal of etzara, even though you're not allowed to marry your own daughter, but the other wife you're allowed to. So you see, there is a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel now first Mishnah. So Moran says, Beis Shammai, B'mokin, Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. That's not called a Machlokes. Beis Shammai, B'chlal is not called a Mishnah, B'mokin, Beis Hillel. And since it's clear that we hold like Beis Hillel, therefore our Mishnah has the right to say the first case, that you can say, the Mishnah has the right to say the first case, because it goes according to everybody. I mean, Beis Hillel is called everybody. For the Gemara, no. For a Eishes, Ochir, Shlohoye, B'yolomai. We had a case in our Mishnah, Eishes Ochish Lahoye B'Yolomai. And the case that there are, let's say, two brothers alive. And one brother dies. And then the mother gives birth to another son after one brother died. So that new son now was first born after his brother died. So there's no mitzvah Yibum. So mainly his wife remains Osatim with an Isser Eishesach. That's called Eishes Ochiv, your brother's wife. You were not alive the same time your brother was alive. You were born after your brother died.